You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like downfield threats in the passing game, this may not be the show for you, but you may find other reasons to like Rondale Moore. Let's talk about it right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Adam Azer and Jacob Gibbs. Check out all of Jacob's work on sportsline.com. Tremendous resource for you for fantasy, for gambling. Great stuff. And at JAGibbs_23 on Twitter. All right. A 1.4 ADOT. That is the average depth of target. When he was targeted, he averaged 1.4 yards. That is, I don't even know what that is. You tell me historically what that is, 1.4 ADOT.
Yeah, we've really never had a player like Rondale Moore. over the past 10 seasons, there have been five receivers to finish a season with 250 routes run and an average depth of target below 5 yards. Only five players in 10 seasons. Cordarrelle Patterson, 4.8. Cole Beasley, 4.7. Tavon Austin, 4.1. Eddie Royal, 3.7. You know, we're familiar with some of these names. You know, we know this type of a receiver, but nobody's ever done it like Rondale Moore. 1.4.
That's amazing.
It's ridiculous. None of those players ever finished higher, or none of those players finished higher than wide receiver 50 in fantasy that season. None of them, you know, ever went on to be significant producers. Cole Beasley is like clearly the best name on that list in terms of fantasy.
Well, people would say Patterson, but that's so different.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. None of them averaged more than 1.75 PPR points per target, which is an important number we're going to focus on in more depth here as we get along. But yeah, we don't have really any historical, context of like a player with this type of role being productive in fantasy.
One of the things that the talking points that we have for today is, should we expect Rondale Moore's ADOT to increase? Yes, it can't get any lower. It almost literally can't get any lower. I mean, it can, but barely. It should increase, but to what? Yeah, and this is obviously a huge opportunity here without DeAndre Hopkins for the first six games, but what can you expect?
Right, yeah, like it should increase. The real question I have is, like, is it going to increase beyond 5 yards? Because that's kind of the cutoff point we've had here where it's really been hard to be relevant for fantasy. And nothing I see really points towards that likelihood. He really was not used as a downfield route runner at all. And when he was totally ignored as a rookie. Only drew a target on 13% of his routes that developed 10 yards or deeper downfield. Only 17% of his routes that developed 5 yards or deeper downfield. Both of those were way, way below the league average. And then, you know, when you look at short routes, his target per route run rate was elite. On routes that developed 5 yards or fewer downfield, he had a 33% target per route run rate, which was just below Deebo Samuel, 34%, Jalen Waddle, 32%. So in that role, he really looks like, you know, potentially one of the best producers in the NFL. But same thing in college. Average depth of target was below 5 yards for his career. In his final season at Purdue, it was below 3 yards. All the data we have suggests that what we saw in 2021 from Rondale Moore is who he is for now, at least. So I'm not expecting his ADOT to see a significant increase, at least not in 2022. We're going to need to see more evidence before I start to believe that that's going to happen.
So I thought there were some things that you did like about Rondale Moore right, as we were talking off the air.
Yeah.
Am I correct in that? You know, how does he become fantasy relevant?
I've typically been low on this type of a player. You know, Juju Smith-Schuster in Pittsburgh, Rondale Moore, I've generally been lower than the market on. But I really wanted to dig into it more and see if I could find a path to fantasy relevancy within this role. Like, can he do it? And if so, how? And I think that there might be one. So Moore averaged 1.7 points, PPR points per target as a rookie, even with a significantly lower average depth of target than the other guys from that group that we talked about. And none of them were above 1.75. He was, you know, the most efficient at creating yards after the catch of that group. He was targeted at the highest rate by far. And so I think it's reasonable that he could be, you know, by far the best player of that group of players who have been, you know, who have had an ADOT below 5. And so we shouldn't necessarily assume that just because they failed, he will also fail. And some players have averaged over 1.75 PPR points per target on targets coming 5 or few yards downfield. It is doable. So over the past 5 seasons, an average of 2.8 players per season have finished with an average above 1.75. Only two, Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill, have finished with an average above 2 PPR points per target on these short targets. So we're looking at only targets that came five or fewer yards downfield, because that's where almost all of Rondell Moore's come. And so, yeah, the ceiling is Davante Adams, 2.33 PPR points per target on those targets. Tyreek Hill, 2.08. And again, only 2.8 players per season have averaged more than 1.75. The NFL average on these targets is 1.52. So expecting him to average more than 1.75 feels a bit unreasonable. But I think it's possible. He was at 1.7 last year. And so the reason I keep bringing this 1.75 number up is because it's the number I'm going to use to do some math here.
Just to stop, it's 1.75 PPR fantasy points per target or per,
right.
per target per on target. Routes 5 yards or less.
Exactly. Okay. Yep. Okay. So if we assume that he's going to average that, how many targets would he need to be relevant in fantasy? And so to reach top 36 status, 150 PPR points, he would need 86 targets. To reach top 24, 200 PPR points, he would need 115 targets. And to reach top 12, 240 PPR points, he would need 138 targets. So, you know, how likely is that? He had 64 targets last year in a limited role. He's been targeted at a really high rate when on the field, 24% target per route run rate. That rate spiked to 29% when either DeAndre Hopkins or Christian Kirk were off the field, and we're going to see him in that role to start the year. So what I did was I went with 25% target per route run rate, which I think is reasonable. I think he has room to reach up to 29 or 30% with those guys off the field. And I just did the math and found the route run thresholds that he would need to hit to reach the target thresholds that we just laid out. And all this is on Sportsline if you want to read about it, if it's easier for you to see all the numbers and all the thresholds rather than hear them. But yeah, here are the route run thresholds that he would need to hit if we assume a 25% target per route run rate, which I think is totally reasonable, what we've seen from him in college when we saw from him as a rookie. So at 1.75 PPR points per target, he would need 86 targets to finish as a top 36 receiver. And to hit 86 targets, you need to run 344 routes. To hit the top 24, he would need 115 targets. To get that number, he would need 460 routes. And to hit the top 12, he would need 138 targets. And to get to that number, he would need 552 routes. And so how reasonable is it to expect him to get to these different thresholds? Christian Kirk ran 544 routes last year. Rondo would need 552. AJ Green ran 530 routes. In 2020, DeAndre Hopkins ran 626 routes. And this was a 16-game season. Christian Kirk missed two games and still ran 513 routes. His 17-game pace from that season was 623. Even Larry Fitzgerald's 17-game pace in 2020 was 581. So if Rondell Moore plays well at the beginning of the year with DeAndre Hopkins out, it's possible that he could stick around and be a full-time player the whole year. And if that is the case, we've seen precedents in this offense that players can push well over 500 routes. And if he averages 1.75 PPR points per target, which I think is realistic, it's possible that I think he could push up in the top 24, top 12, which sounds crazy. I never would have expected that was possible with, you know, the type of routes that he's running. But the math does check out, and I'm really curious what you think about it.
At the very least, I think it's he can get 86 targets and be a top 36 wide receiver.
Right, which is higher than where he's being drafted.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's basically more or less free. 174th overall, wide receiver 62. So this is a guy in Rondell Moore that you should put on the end of your bench or just monitor him, and if there's a positive development in week one or something like that, you can buy into it more than other people might. And put him on your team. But if you're in a deeper league, for sure, this is a guy that's going to get drafted. You should be the one to do it. All right, Jacob, thank you very much. One more thing on Rondell Moore. He forced 13 missed tackles after the catch last year. That was 13th among wide receivers. And that was with just 59 catches. So you talked about it. I mean, he makes guys miss. He can get a lot of yak. All right. And you should get a lot of yak with a 1.48 out, I guess. But all right, we'll talk to y'all tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today in 5.